Nathan's Girl alongside Browns rookie wide receiver Damian Ratley. Damian, welcome to Cleveland.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
So coming in, what's kind of been your first impression? Head coach Hugh Jackson, what did he say to you guys?
He just welcomed us all here together. You know, once you get here, I mean, unless you're a first rounder, I guess draft and stuff like that don't really mean nothing. You come out here and you showcase your abilities. You just, you know, you just prove that you're as good as anybody else. I mean, what's drafted me?
I'm sure you've seen Todd Haley's offenses feature the wide receivers. They've had quite a bit of success. You excited to play in his scheme? And have you guys gotten a chance to talk yet?
Yes, we got a chance to talk last night. And, you know, he's great. Great coach. I love his scheme. He kind of runs like the same routes and stuff and the concepts as we did back at A&M, just different wording. But, you know, I love the scheme. I love his scheme. And, you know, I'm ready to go out there and play for him.
I remember listening to you on draft day. You said that, you know, you knew the Browns were interested in you the whole way, a team that was interested in you before your excellent pro day, and that meant some too. So I guess you weren't too surprised now that you're here?
No, I'm not surprised at all. You know, I thought they would be one of the teams that I was banking on that was going to draft me. And they ended up drafting me, and, you know, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be a Cleveland Brown. I can't wait to practice this evening, so I can't wait to play either.
Following in the footsteps of another Texas A&M guy, Myles Garrett. Have you gotten a chance to see Myles yet?
I haven't got a chance to see him. He's probably playing with dinosaurs or something right now. But, no, he hasn't been up here. And, you know, great dude, genuine dude. Just, you know, he's such a cool dude. And we were cool with A&M. We'll probably play ping pong a lot because we did at A&M. So, I mean, he's a great guy. I can't wait to see him again.
So you're a big play guy, 23 yards a catch last year. Is that kind of the strength of your game, being able to stretch teams vertically?
I mean, the thing is like I can go vertical, and I can stop, and I can do anything you want me to do. I can run any route. That's the crazy thing. And, yeah, vertical was one of my strengths. It's probably one of the strengths I have. But I can do anything you want me to do. I can run any route. I can do play anything on special team. You know, I got size to do all that. So, I mean, everything's good. I can do anything.
All right, let's talk about last year, because you look at your game-by-game breakdown, it's like all of a sudden something happened The final five games of the year. And those final five games, 17 catches, 487 yards, all six of your touchdowns.
All right.
That's pretty good. That's big-time production right there. What kind of clicked for you as the season went on?
I just think the trust. I had to build some trust in the coaching staff because, I mean, I didn't have too much trust with them for the 2 years before that. And, you know, you got to build trust with someone before they trust you and to, you know, depend on you to do things. And I think that was it. Once I built trust with them, they started trusting me to go deep and to do certain things, turn the slants into goals. I'm going to turn the slants into touchdowns, stuff like that. And I think, you know, I think it was after the Alabama game, I caught a pass over the middle or something like that. And it was like big for them or something. It was either that or Arkansas game. I don't know. And I think that's when they started to rely on me a lot.
That's big-time production. You take that over the course of a full season, you're talking about over 1,000 yards easy, 12 touchdowns. Those are big-time numbers.
Right.
And you want to carry that momentum on here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, Damian, certainly welcome to Cleveland. Last one. If you want to tell the Browns fans one thing that they're getting in Damian Ratley or something they should know about you, what would it be?
You're getting a great player, team first, always depend on you. Love all the fans, love everything about y'all, and I'm ecstatic to be here. Go Browns.
All right, Damian, thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you.